Smiling Faces the Podcast is a Defiantly Me production. To learn more, visit them on Instagram at Defiantly Me Productions.
I need some cookies though. Like,
I don't like it.
In the milk puddles instead of a mud puddle.
In the Titanic, people are dying and I'm eating chocolate chip cookies out that ocean. Like, how wrong is that?
No. Ew. I hate all of this.
Because you know that... talking about cookies today. That's all I want is a cookie, no?
He does.
Welcome back to episode 32 of Smiling Faces, the podcast. I'm Victoria Dunn.
And I'm Jess Anguiano, and we are executive producers of Smiling Faces, our hit show about two girls who discover they're dating the same guy while working at a toxically positive spin studio.
On this podcast, we provide you with unfiltered conversations and answer the question, instead of self-care, why not revenge?
Oh, hi. I have some people I'd like to get revenge on this week. Hi.
Oh my gosh, same. Did someone at work tell you that shoulder's inappropriate? Because I did.
Shoulder? Yeah, I wore a sleeveless shirt and I was told it wasn't work appropriate.
That is not allowed anymore.
Yeah, I didn't think what? So either. I didn't think what? So either.
Oh yep. My gosh.
Even meanwhile, Disney, I'm at the place where I'm people. Like, nope, Disney doesn't care. The way that right. I'm like this close to snapping that I'm like, just because you're anemic doesn't mean we all have to suffer. Like,
oh my gosh.
Sistrin is always cold and she makes it everyone else's problem. I'm like, so the heat is up even though we're in the valley and it's 95, 100 degrees. The office is a steamy 78 and that's I'm crazy. Not allowed to bare my shoulders.
That's mm-hmm. crazy. Somebody get that girl some iron pills.
That's what I said.
That's 78 degrees. You can't work in that.
No, and I don't do it well.
And I'm mm-hmm. sure it was a tasteful thing. Like a sleeveless. Like
it's a sleeveless, nice, like very cute, shirt. Like black. Yeah. Come now. I got it at Saks. It's cute. This, come now.
Oh, my
don't do
gosh.
Me.
Gosh.
I was so mad. How are you?
Oh my.
I came gosh. In swinging mad because it's fresh.
Oh, yeah. 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 Well, I got to be honest with you. I don't have that kind of rage in my heart. I have an excellent smiling faces moment that we will get to later on this episode that will gorgeous. Titillate and tantalize and make you smack your head against a wall. That's can't wait to share that. And we're also moving and shaking on getting ready for pre-production, like always. So that's our updates with the show these days. We're looking to schedule our table read, and we need to start with pre-production. And I kind of say this because it's kind of like a reminder to both of us, too. It's like, all right, we got to start hunting for locations. We got to start building crew up.
Totally. Which, I mean, one of the great... Yes.
Me too. Me too. Don't forget me. Don't forget
yeah.
me.
Yes. Yeah.
Don't forget me. Me too.
We could not like, forget you. Mike, we cannot.
No, never. No, yeah. That's
Producer Mike, you're already crewed up, aren't you? You're already on the list.
Right. And also, it's in your name. You're a part of this. Producer Mike, that's your government, correct? That's your government name?
I appreciate
Producer
it.
Producer Mike?
I appreciate it. I'm so tired right now. I was just like, me too. Include me. Include me.
Yes. See, here's the thing. We're sitting here talking about production and pre-production and taking revenge. But Mike has a more of a spiritual revenge happening to his soul right now because you can go ahead and announce it.
Well, we got the puppy. I'm no longer waiting for Yay! The puppy. And we got her on Saturday. She's been hell since then. But the hell is called her name is Birdie Lee. Birdie Lee Bryant. Lucy picked this name. It is outside of the theme that we have for our animals. So we have Wait, Odin the cat, and then we had Freya. Mm-hmm. The theme was like Norse gods or gods in general, because I'm a big nerd and I love Norse gods, and God of War is like one of my favorite video games. So like when we got Odin, I was like, oh, we're gonna name him Odin. And then we got Freya. And then I was like, oh, we're gonna name her Freya. So Lucy likes old Southern names.
And so I was gonna say that's a Southern thing to do, a Birdie Lee. But 100%. The Odin and the Freya, I didn't know the Norse god thing, but all I imagined was like a really thick book when you said those names.
Yeah, that's probably where their names came from. 100%. Yeah. So
the theme of Mike naming his animals is anything that you can picture being listed in a thick leather bound book.
Probably. It's so deeply nerd. Yeah, it's so deeply nerd and heady, like not many people are gonna know. But what's funny is we were, Lucy and I can't have children, and so we were gonna name our daughter Birdie Michael. That's where we got the name from.
Oh.
And so, but we changed the middle name because I didn't want to hear Lucy yelling Michael. It's actually not, I hate the name Michael. I prefer Mike, but like she's the only one. Lucy's the only one that can call me Michael. And then my mom is the only one that can call me Michael. Everybody else kick rocks.
And is that only when you're in trouble?
She yells Michael for every situation, whether I'm in trouble, whether everything's okay. She's yelling Michael either way.
There are people in your life who can use the full three syllables for Victoria, three syllables for me, two syllables for Mike. There are people like my best friend calls me Jessica. She's the only one. She's the only one who can call me Jessica. But I kind of love Jessica it when privilege. She does. You know,
she's got full government privilege. That's nice.
Either that or she's always yelling at me. All three syllables.
Listen.
Victoria, do you have a preferred? Do you have a preferred? I feel like I call you Victoria. So if that's not what you want to call, be called, I can call you whatever you like.
You know what's
interesting? It's not going to be cold, though. I'm just going to be real with you.
Right. No. Actually, when I came out to LA, I did like a hard switch where I was like, I'm going to go by Victoria. My friends and family back home call me Tori, which is always a shift from people.
That's so sweet.
Like they just plucked it right out of the Victoria. So it's T-O-R-I. But I remember when my best friend Anna came to visit and she was like, Tori, we're going to do blah, blah, blah. And everyone goes, who is Tori? I went, Tori? Oh, that's me. I was like, sorry.
You prefer either one?
Like, you know what? I got into a place where I prefer Victoria now, which is interesting. Like I let my family and friends call me Tori, but yeah. Because it's in their wheelhouse. And I ain't changed them at this point.
Got you.
And never a Vicky. Never a Vicky.
No. No.
No. Taking a mental note, right? Vicky, not whore, like none of those names that you guys are like throwing out.
Those are the two right there.
Now somebody's going to hear that. They're like, he just called her a whore. And I'm like, go back and listen to the old episodes. Yeah.
Exactly.
Victoria. Wow.
Victoria
is built right there. Okay. It's right in the name.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Back to business.
I'm not calling her a whore. Go back and listen to the other episodes. There's a joke in there, guys. Relax. They're like, this man, he just called her a whore. And I'm like, no, I'm not doing that. That's not what I'm really doing.
We wouldn't let that stand. If current company that I entertain can't do it, which he didn't specifically, we'll get into it later. Then you definitely won't.
I cannot wait to get to the dating portion of this episode. However, more importantly, Mike's not sleeping and we've got planning to do.
Yes, we do. Like we talked about last episode, the scripts have been rewritten. We are doing the table read. And then, it's going to be because from many iterations ago, there were locations that had been scouted for the big plans of all the stuff. But since some things have changed now in the script, we got to scout some new spots and make sure that even the Spin Studio location is still an option, or maybe other ones have popped up now, you know? I mean, maybe there's other Spin Studios because there's very specific things that have been scripted that I'd like to not have to cheat if I didn't have to. I'd like to actually see them come to fruition. So I'm going to need some specific things. I don't know, like a shower. Y'all will see.
I need all the showers in my, projects. I have to say, I always forget that there's a creative aspect of location scouting because of my background as production coordinator. I'm like, where are people going to park? Where are the bathrooms? Where are people going to eat lunch? Where are people going to get ready? And I always forget, like, no, also you have to like have a shower, or you have to have like an orange couch, or you have to have like, you know, a car with four doors. Like, I always forget that stuff.
Yeah, it's best to have it. Ideally, if it could all be in one location too, so you're not having to do maybe like a ton of set deck to make it look or feel like the thing you want or kind of created in your head. But yeah, there's definitely just for logistical purposes, you know, a lot of spin studios or gyms do have showers. And then I wrote some stuff based on that thing I had envisioned. So if we don't have it, that's going to be tough. I don't know how I'm going to cheat that. Okay, here's
here's a weird thing that I learned about water in scenes that I think you and I should discuss. I heard that a trick that they do is they use milk because raindrops don't show up on film. I have not Googled this. Please don't come at me if this is not true, but I heard that they use milk and drip milk all over your face. So if you have shower scenes and we do any of these shower scenes, maybe pouring milk on you.
So two things. What I just heard was Singing in the Rain smelled nasty. And second, I'm vegan. We ain't doing no milk. We're going to have to find some movie magic and do. If I'm not ingesting it, it's not pouring over my face like a porno. What are we talking about?
No.
I Googled it.
Is it real?
It says no. It says it's a myth.
Oh, phew. So I was like, that's a very specific.
5 seconds after I say it. Jesus Christ, Mike.
That's my job. My job is to fact check us to make sure we're getting out, putting out real information.
End of the episode. Jesus Christ.
We're not going to let him get that far deep without truth.
Immediately, he was like, you're wrong. But also, that
like she was wrong. I said it was a myth. So like someone, they're perpetuating the myth. It's a myth, not that she's wrong.
I like that myth. I love the magic of movies. And I love being like in The Notebook. They were just drowning in milk when she was crying and being like, no, I don't want to be with you.
I need some cookies, though. Like,
I don't like it.
In the milk puddles instead of a mud puddle.
In Titanic, people are dying and I'm eating chocolate chip cookies out that ocean. Like, how wrong is that?
No. Ew. I hate all of this. Because you know,
keeps talking about cookies today. That's all I want is a cookie. No,
he does. There's also a correlation. Yeah. Have you seen the articles? They talk about correlation between milk and villains because milk is seen as like such a pure thing. So if you see someone on film or TV drinking a glass of milk, it's like a direct correlation to them being a villain.
Because milk is an innocence.
Yeah, because it's like, you know, like breasts from the mother or something like, or just, but also think about it. How many people do you know that are sane are just like, yeah, I'll have a tall glass of milk, nothing else. Like not with cookies, only the just crazies. A glass of milk.
Or ice.
Only the crazies and the last three people I dated. That's it. Just those people.
See?
Did they put ice in a milk? That's probably a sign of a serial killer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There's bodies in their basement. In so gross.
Sure.
So foul.
But yeah, no, not a fan. But that's all part of the planning. That's all part of planning and stuff. Look at that. We have had to be buying milk off of a myth, but no more.
Why is your milk budget so high? Is this like a craft services line? Yeah.
We need about 50 gallons of milk for this scene.
What?
Right. Plot twist. There's literally no, the showers don't even turn on. We're just dousing people with milk.
I feel like that won't look good at all. Like it.
Mm-hmm. Well, no. Dove, yeah.
Dove soap is always telling us like how important, you know, milky lotion is for your milky skin, like milky soft, you know, like maybe it'll be good, like a skin cleanser, you know, sort of thing.
I'm really not happy.
I don't think it would work.
Oh my God. That's funny.
I ain't sending tubs of milk, beloved.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope. Me neither.
No.
It sounds gross. Even non-dairy milk would be gross because that's got a funk to it too.
It would.
Definitely.
But.
Yeah.
Ooh. But I think in talking about going back to location stuff, it made me think of, I will say the guy from the location that I first looked at years ago for the spin studio location, there was the guy that worked there also was in production in that world. And so he was actually, as I was doing the walkthrough, trying to help me come up with ways to cheat stuff. So when I told him initially, like, oh yeah, I needed a shower, he goes, well, you could kind of, if you follow me, you could cheat this shower and shoot it like at this angle and it'll look like it. And then you can kind of like walk out from there. And I went, sir, not you being about this life and trying to sell this space.
Yeah, I guess we need to call that guy. Let's get back over there.
Mm-hmm. So yeah. So there's a few locations. It's so weird because I think in the rewrite process, I was trying to keep my creative writer brain going, but also the production brain of, hey, don't write too many places. So like there's times where I would write something and be like, oh, let's put them in a cafe. And I went, or could they meet outside at just a bistro table and we could put the table anywhere in front of a wall and we're at a cafe. So like tweaked up a little bit, like budget.
It's smart to do that. One of the things that I've learned as a writer, if you can write things that will support the episode budgets and you're not trying to put everything as like scaling the side of a skyscraper or doing an epic car chase. I'm not saying this is what somebody told me. The first thing you ever write, you'll never be that free again. You write with all the freedom in your heart of all the chaos, like everything that you can think of in your imagination, you write. And then after you try to produce it and you realize how hard it is to produce something with that kind of chaos, you never write like that again. And one of the things that we think about as producers all the time when it comes to locations is how many times do you have to move the crew? Because if you have to
company moves,
take everything down, all the equipment, and you have to load it into a vehicle and move it to another location, that is 2 hours of your life. And that doesn't include travel time. So that's my hot tip is as you're looking for locations, don't forget you can really only do 2 locations in a day and they really got to be close together. You're going to need bathrooms. You're going to need a place for people to eat and change and park. And don't forget about those insurance permits. You're going to need insurance to cover your butt because something always breaks. But we'll talk about insurance on another episode.
For sure. And see, like I would say, also look at spaces with a different lens and see how you can tweak using different rooms or different spaces. Like, oh, could the back of this building be the exterior of something else in the rear? Like just see how you can utilize different stuff. And I don't know. Look at it from a different lens where you don't have to do a whole company move where they're driving somewhere else. If it's just a pushing around the corner, much easier. And you can kind of like do set dressing and change a lot of stuff. You'd be amazed at what set dressing can do to zhuzh up a space.
Oh, yeah. And I'll say this too. Something that I always remind myself, I have shot several short films in my personal home space. And I don't recommend it. It's when you're in your house.
You're so anti-shooting in your home.
I am. Because when you're in your house, you work all day to prepare it the day before. People come in and destroy your home. They break things. Something always breaks. Something always breaks. And it's usually expensive. It's usually somebody walking through a screen door or falling into a table or they drop the camera down the toilet, whatever crazy stuff can happen. And people think, people are literally listening right now and being like, that doesn't happen. Something like that happens on every single film shoot. Something like that happens. And I have, like I said, I've shot many times at my own place. When everybody leaves, you are left with your entire home in complete shambles. And it takes days to get it back. And it's not because I'm a very neat, organized producer. When I'm shooting and directing something, it's like, here's this space, that space, this space. But still, it is a mess. And they move everything. Everything moves because right. It's like, oh, if we move this desk, then we can get into the corner. You don't even think like, oh, we're going to have to move that desk because we're not shooting the desk. But you need to move the desk so that you can shoot the table. As right. You can see, I've done this in this room myself here. So
well, I would just keep move in out. Mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd just be like, oh, lease is up. Bye.
I knew I was open apartment. To it. I was trying to keep costs down. And I told Jess multiple times, like, for like my character's apartment, we can just use my apartment. And she's like, no. And I went, but I don't mind. I was like, I really don't care. I was like, keep the you budget down. Because if anything, I was like,
also, let me your apartment's a terrible place to do it because stairs.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not doing stairs unless stairs serve the story. We are not hauling equipment and craft services up and down stairs. No, we are not. No, no, ma'am, we are not.
I can get behind that.
It's a private stairwell.
I second that.
It's a private stairwell. Does that help? Also, parking is atrocious by my place. So there's that too.
Yes.
That is also very true. Yes.
I think that was the number one thing that I said. No, we can't do anything at your place because there's nowhere to park.
That's true. The amount of times I always have to pull my car up and let people. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll think. Yeah. I'll look at there's places. Yes. That's true.
Yeah. Things to consider. So that kind of concludes our update portion of what's going on with the show. What's going on with the show of your life? Besides them not allowing you to wear sleeveless shirts at work.
What a terrible noise for that, for an answer. promising at all.
Every time I think about it, I get so mad. But between that and update, I was admitted into, because I don't have enough things going on, I was admitted into a development program to become a Legree instructor. So I'm going to be starting that in a little bit. And that's going to be Legree, like a Legree Pilates. Legree style Pilates.
Yes.
Yes. It's the kind on a megaformer. It's the high intensity, low impact on the joints version of Pilates. It's hard. And we're getting certified to teach it because we want to have agency over our lives. But in the meantime, the person over the program asked me, what's your schedule like? And I openly laughed. And he went, got it. Okay.
So as you should have. You should have definitely laughed in that man's face.
Yep.
And yep. So we're kind of figuring
out. How's saying no to things going?
Right. So no will be a big one for this exact reason, because as he talked to me about the schedule, it was more so there's nine classes I'm obligated to be a part of a week. So I have to be in three classes a week. I have to observe three classes a week, and I have to have three different sessions of classes of practice hours by myself or with like the other trainees in the program. And based on my schedule being a 9-to-5-er, he goes, well, what if you go and take class at 5 a.m. or 5:15, then you stay to shadow the 6 a.m. class, and then you go to work for your 9-to-5? And I was like, yeah, totally.
No, we've done this before. We've done the 5 a.m. classes before.
Yeah, we'll take them, but to then also stay and observe and then go into work my 9-to-5 and then come home. So we're going to see how that goes. But I already told Whole Foods, if he's still around. It's not.
What's happening with Whole Foods? So mini recap, Victoria seeing somebody. We call him Whole Foods because that's where she met him. He's a security guard. However, you got to go back and listen to those episodes because there is some great stories.
Some good shit in there. There is some good shit in there. Not going to lie to you.
Yeah. I've maintained that we're assessing.
Red flags.
Yeah. It's getting a little spooky now. I think just he has some very backwards points of view about women that I don't like. And you know me, I go hard for the ladies. So we're having a tough time right now. He texted me today and I haven't responded because I'm still too annoyed, but I know I need to. But we're working on it. So eventually I'll talk to him and say.
Did he say something?
Yeah. Like, I guess without getting like crazy specific. Well, I don't know, some stuff. So it's essentially when we were hanging out the other night, he asked me, he said something that made me laugh because I thought about like a story from a time with friend to the pod, friend to my life, my friend Lindsay, my broham, who you know and love. And we had like a funny moment. Yes. Back in our 20s, and he was like, oh, and he asked me about it. And he said, but you didn't share that night. Like, do you want to, like, I've been thinking about it a lot, like what was going on through your head. And so I went, I'll tell him. So I told him like a crazy story about how Lindsay and I like had this crazy like escapade with someone that I met for like a one-nighter. And then he started down the rabbit hole of asking questions of like past sexual experiences. And it seems like he didn't like my answers, which was annoying. And then had the nerve to tell me, oh, I only lost 1 point with him, for what I'd done in the past, to which I said, why did I lose any points? Mm-hmm. So I asked him why I lose any points whatsoever. And his justification was, well, it's not like you lost 5 points. And I went, I shouldn't lose any points because have you done X, Y, and Z also? And he said, yes. I went, then what's the problem? And he said, it's different for women. Mm-hmm.
No.
Different for women because we have.
Damn it. You fucked up, brother. What did you do? It's different for. Don't ever start a sentence for that shit. The brother then lost his mind.
Yep. Yep.
Damn.
He said that that there's a thing about chastity for us, and my brain exploded.
What the heck?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
So he wants you to be pure. He wants you to be a little pure little angel for him?
Apparently. But also be like down to do X, Y, and Z in bed. So I'm like, how does that work? Well, who do you think I learned these things from?
It's a fantasy.
Who do you think I've been with? Jesus? Like, who do you think I've been with?
Freak in the sheets, fantasy bullshit. Like it just comes naturally to you, doesn't it?
Yeah, I just osmosis learned how to please. Yeah.
If I had that thinking, I would not be married. I'm going to be honest with you.
No, correct.
Yes.
I would not be married if I had that type of thinking. There's no way in hell.
Mm-hmm. And neither is Whole Foods. Damn.
Hello.
Well, where are we at with it? Are you thinking like, are we going to proceed? Are we allowing him to clean this mess up, or are we figuring out an exit strategy?
You know, Zelma asked me the same thing, and the way I'm feeling right now is very much like, see yourself out. I should communicate that with him, but I at least for the time being need a beat from him, because that genuinely annoyed me so much. And he even tried to make a joke today that was joking about having sex with me. And I was like, not funny. I'm not into it right now. You made me mad.
We're mad.
If anything, a pause is happening. And I will, because he's big on communication, as am I. So I will tell him exactly why. I'm like, I told you I'm assessing you. I literally let you talk about your points of view because I want to hear your thoughts. But yeah, I literally like let you talk to explain your points of view. So I basically always give them when they have crazy points of view, I let guys talk enough to give themselves their own rope to hang themselves with. So then I can go, okay, I just want to make sure I understood your thoughts clearly. So here's where you got me fucked up.
Yeah.
And that's how it goes.
Well, I mean, I don't know how men are still continuing to move through the world thinking that it's okay to hold that double standard. There's too much social media. There's too many articles. There's too much out there explaining how to properly be in relationship with another person without judgment, without condemnation, without double standard, you know, these stupid gender divide garbage. You know, there's too much out there to accept this from a man of his age with a daughter.
Thank you. That's what's bumming me out. I'm like, bro, we're the same age. Like we're almost 40. How do you still have this point of view? It's dark.
Potentially, you may pitch that to him when you say to him, you know, this is where the line you crossed is at. You may say to him, if your daughter was dating somebody who said what you just said to me, what would you tell her?
Mm-hmm. Which is so annoying that you always have to put it into the place of think about the other woman in your life that you understand and know and love and see as a human. What if now take that idea and multiply it to all women? Like you shouldn't have to think of other people that are just different than you as humans because you know one. But that usually is the way through, which is very annoying.
Yes.
I hate that.
Yeah. If there's any if there's any redeeming he can do, like what would it be? What would it take for him to fix it?
Good question. I'm interested.
Yeah.
Genuinely, I would need an acknowledgement of, oh, you know what? I think I was just living in a bubble of very archaic ideas, but now that you've like presented this to me, let me think on it. Cause I know that I had him fucked up when I said my thoughts on it. Cause he goes, I think I need to think back on my answer to you. And I went, yeah, you do that. When I challenged him. So
was this over phone, in person, or over text?
Over phone.
Okay. Okay.
He doesn't like to text. Yeah. So it's over the phone.
Yeah.
But me yeah. Neither. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think it would need to be an actual statement of, you know what? I think I've been regurgitating these ideas, but it's not what I actually believe or I'm learning or whatever. If there's like an instance of trying to understand it, but there's other things to be honest. That's why it's not great.
He's been waving red flags. He's had a couple of solid green flags coming through, but mm-hmm. the red flags have been real. Yeah. 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 It's true.
So it's getting a little tough.
That's terrible. I was rooting for the brother, but.
Yeah. I know people were. And it seems like a lot of, honestly, like my guy friends were rooting for him.
I legit was rooting for him. I told you, I was like, oh, I'm rooting for this guy. But you can't say things like that. Mm-mm. And then expect things to be okay. I like the fact that he was like, maybe I need to rethink my answer to you and my response, like that conversation. So that means he's ruminating on it a little bit.
Yeah.
I just hope he comes back with the right answers. I'm rooting for you, brother. If not, there's the door. Don't let the good Lord hit you don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you at that point. So, but I am rooting for him. Let's hope he can course correct.
You know we'll what, see. Victoria? I mm-hmm. say sit on it. Let him come back. I don't think you need to go communicate anything. I think you sit on it, let him come back with the right response. If he has any chance at all, it can't be prompted by you.
True. Because I can tell he has his own points of view, but I can tell that he wants to appease me sometimes or say, like at times, like not all the time, but I can tell there's moments where he wants to say what I'd want to hear. And I don't want him to change that just because he's like, oh, well, this will shut her up. Like, I don't want that to right. be the issue may, or the way that could, he, we get there.
The through line I keep hearing about this guy is that he takes a misstep and then he like goes, oh, wait, and he rethinks it. And then he takes another misstep and then he's like, wait, and rethinks it. So, you know, not that you want to be teaching somebody how to behave.
I'm not trying to teach an adult man to respect women. Or to like know that if I say I value sleep that and I've been up since 6 a.m. and I still go out of my way to accommodate you to see you when you get off work at 11 p.m. before I start a full work week and I still stay up with you until 1:32 a.m. That's not okay to attempt to sleep with me again at 5 a.m. and wake me up before I go to work. I shouldn't have to tell you that.
I went out with a guy. This was a couple of years ago who did that to me. I was working early morning shifts. And I think like I had gone out of my way to, I was like, I will stay the night. However, I have got to get some sleep. And this fool woke me up 4 times. And every time he woke me up, I was like, I said, no, get mm-mm. off of it. And he couldn't. He was just like, whoa, 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 I can't help myself. And I was like, and I never saw him again after that day. Yeah, I'm like,
can't help myself.
Then you don't get the privilege. Yeah, you don't respect me. You can't help yourself. Respect me if I need sleep. And I am allowing this to happen. Like I'm allowing you to lie next to me because I feel a certain level of safety and security. Mm-hmm. And you are making me feel unsafe, which might be an excellent time for me to bring up.
Go on.
Our smiling faces moments, because this is my favorite part of the show. And boy, howdy, do I have a good one this week.
Okay.
And so your smiling faces moments, of course, as you all know, is a moment during the week when we have grinned and bearded through something kind of unbearable. And I have to tell you, I went out salsa dancing this weekend, which... anybody who's out there salsa dancing knows that the community is very, it's a spicy community. And I mean that they can get handsy. There are a lot of people in the salsa community that are accused of inappropriate behavior. A lot of men who teach salsa are accused of inappropriate behavior. A lot. On the internet, in the Google world, if you go on the Googles in Los Angeles in the salsa world, it's like, articles that like lay out these certain schools with men that are handsy and inappropriate. So I hate saying this. It is something that comes with the community. It's something that I think the community is trying to solve collectively. It is problematic. And I do encounter when I go out salsa dancing, men, usually a little bit older, who decide that because I've agreed to dance with them, then they can put their hands wherever they want. Such a thing happened. My smiling faces moment of the week. Went out on Saturday night to a new venue I'd never been, highly recommended, with a group of friends. Met a nice person, nice gentleman, who actually very politely said, hey, I'd like to, would you like to dance with me? Didn't just kind of like assume or whatnot. Was an okay dancer, was very cordial and polite, flirted with me lightly all evening. I said, oh, this is nice. Okay. I have a rule. I don't date salsa dancers because it's my hobby, you know, and it's something I love. This guy says, can I walk you out to your car? And I said, I see what's happening. I literally said this. I said, I see what's happening here. You can walk me part of the way to my car. We're not doing this though. We're not having an exchange. I don't date salsa dancers. And he said, absolutely. Of course, like all very polite and cordial, walks me down to the point where I was like, okay, that's good. I'm going to take it from here on the corner. And says, okay, I really like your number. All right, you can have my number. I gave him my number. And he said, okay, thank you so much. I had a really nice time dancing with you tonight. And I said, okay. And I hugged him and I turned away and I said, you know, looking forward to hearing from you. And because I kind of like turned away from him to walk down the street. I said, looking forward to hearing from you. And he was like, yeah, yeah, you too. And then he goes, gosh, though. And I was like, no, I see what's happening. Please do not try and make a move. I said that. I was like, do not kiss me. He said, no, no, of course I'm not going to. He turns away from me and then whips around, grabs me and plants one on my face.
What?
Just steals a kiss. Yes. And it wasn't like I was being all cute and flirty. I was like, you are welcome to call me. I don't need a kiss goodnight. That's not what's happening here. I'm happy to get to know you better, but please be on your way. He played pretend. He was like, yeah, of course, of course. And he turns away from me, whips around, plants one on my lips. I pushed him off of me and was like, I said no. And he was like, yeah, no, 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 of course, of course. And I just walked down to my car, blocked his number. Like,
what the fuck?
It's not a movie, man.
No, that's the thing though. That's why, rom-coms lie to us, because that happens all the time. And rom-coms were like, I see what you're doing and it's not going to work. And then they're just like, and grab and like force a kiss anyway. Then they fall in love for some reason. Fuck out of here. That's crazy.
Yeah, like, I gave you my number. Like, I gave you several dances in the evening and I was very kind and polite, just kind and polite. I wasn't even excessively flirting because I wasn't in the mood. I was like, right. Oh God, here's another one. Please don't follow me around. And he was like polite and appropriate and kind right up until the moment he decided that he was going to get that kiss tonight, no matter what. And yeah. I was like, bro, what
are we doing? Anyway, mess.
I could have been really, I actually was like, I sat for a second in my car and I was like getting worked up. And then I was like, wait, do not let these fools take salsa dancing from you. Don't let these fools who get a little too handsy take salsa dancing from you. I just need to yell a little louder next time. You know, keep your hands off of me. Do not touch me. You know, like.
And also a knee to the groin or like the karate chop arms down onto the clavicle really does wonders. Breaking the clavicle.
In his throat. Ooh, hit that bitch in his right in his throat.
Yeah, with the hands.
Fuck that noise.
Yeah, there we go. Violence typically gets the point across. I see why people do it.
I know. And listen, we're all about that here on this podcast. My smiling faces moment was grinning and bearing it through basically being mildly assaulted on Saturday.
Yeah.
But I could get really pissed off and butt hurt. I spoke to a friend of mine about it and was like, God, why does this always happen to me? And he was like, look, it's not right. Don't let these motherfuckers take salsa dancing from you, because it happens a lot. But this one was bold. He made a big show about turning around like he wasn't going to do anything and then whipped around and grabbed me. I'm like, he moved fast too. I didn't know he had it in him. How about you guys? Oh,
there we go.
Smiling faces. He's lying on his feet. For the week. Yeah, like that is salsa dancing.
Mine's real simple. I'm house sitting right now for some friends and they have basically a smart house. So there's no physical keys. I mean, they gave me one, but it's not for the front door. So it's for like random gates and I'd have to wish myself in. And I have a personal code to get into the house. And when I walked their dog, for some reason, the door gave me a red flashing light, like, nope, sorry, you can't come back in. And I was like, what? And so I kept putting in the code and I kept just getting red lights. And I went, am I about to take their dog back to my house from Pasadena to Mid City and just give up on watching their dog for them? Like, or like bring their dog with me and feed it random meow mix. I don't know. I like panicked, but I finally like went, like sat in my car. I was going to text them even though they're like in Jamaica, so they can't do anything. And finally went, you know what? Let me try one more time. So I grabbed the door and like yanked it and like jammed, like pressing really hard my personal code in. And then it opened. I was like, what the fuck? I just had to be mad at you to do it. But I gained entry.
Once again, more aggression provides stronger results. That's the lesson I'm taking away from this week.
That's what I heard. So yeah, for a second there, I had a moment of, oh no, I'm locked out of their house. They're in Jamaica. I have their dog. And nothing else. Now what?
We had no internet here and no data for like, I don't know, a day and a half, a couple, like over the weekend. It was so peaceful. There was nothing electronic happening, no Alexas, no Siris. The phones weren't really working well. The internet was completely down. Nobody's televisions were on. I'm like, do we go back? Do we go back to this life without
Roomba Jess ain't gonna like that.
I was gonna say, what about Roomba Jess Jr.
ain't gonna like that shit. You heard it.
Right, never mind. I just disregard, I love you. I love you, Roomba. I love you, Roomba Jess. Please,
I was gonna say, leave me. Also, I can't do that.
We literally did an episode called Respect Our Robot Overlords. We can't
course correct. Yeah.
No.
You're right. Yeah, you're right. I don't know what I was thinking. I lost my mind for a second there.
There we go. Yeah.
How about you, Mike? I know you're not getting any sleep, Mike. What's your grin and bear it smiling faces moment this week?
My fucking apartment management company. I hate them so much. When we moved here 5 years ago, it was privately owned by this wonderful woman who took care of us. Like, she was a retired teacher. So her and Lucy like connected. And we miss her greatly. And then what happened was her brother died because of COVID. And so her brother's niece was still in school. So she was managing not just the building that we live in, what was her brother's. And the one, I think there's like another one down the street that she actually has or whatever. So when everything got, you know, with the wills and this niece got out of school, we ended up in the building that her niece is running. So her niece hired a management company and they are the worst.
Oh.
Lucy tried to get into the driveway the other day and they blocked it, but they didn't tell anybody. And so she's like upset and because they have the driveway blocked so we can get into our parking spot. And they were like, well, they were supposed to give you 24-hour notice. So Lucy was like, we didn't get 24-hour notice, but this is not the first time that this has happened. The other day, they were working on some steel work outside in front of the apartments. I have Birdie. And so, like, I'm trying to get Birdie to focus because we're trying to potty train her. And I didn't even know they were here. The other thing is I work from home. So you're making a lot of noise, doing a lot of things, and I can't get my work done. And they're just not communicating. They make me so mad. So enough that we have a great, like, this is a great location where we are in Inglewood. We're right on that line of Culver, Ladera Heights and Inglewood or whatever. And we're close to the 405, the whole deal. I love the location, but the people who manage this building, they're terrible. And so like the guy was like, I'll tell my manager that no one got any notice. And Lucy was like, I don't know if anyone else got notice. So like, I need them to get their shit together. Because the rent keeps going up and they keep sucking. And so at some point, the rent is going to be the same price for a nicer place with better management. And I'm fucking leaving this place.
Yeah.
Because they're pissing me the fuck off. So that's what I grinned and bared it through.
You know what you got to do.
Well,
you got to throat punch him.
Shit. Right, I'm black and big. I can't do that. My daddy always remind me. He's like, remember, boy.
Let Lucy do it. Black. Let Lucy do
okay,
it.
Okay. Yeah. Oh. I'll let the white girl do it because she'll get away with that shit with the Karen shit.
Yeah.
Like my dad always reminds me. He's like, remember, boy, you always big and black. And I was like, fuck, you're right. Yeah. I can't be fucking hitting people in the throat and shit. I'll let the white girl do it, though.
Yeah.
And she'll do it. She'll do
she'll
it.
She'll do it. She'll ride for hers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. Well, for sure.
If you love watching Victoria do throat punches, you really got to go see her do some comedy. And I think you have a show coming up, right?
I do. Saturday, July 5th at the Broadwater Theater at 7 p.m. My improv team, Idris's Elbas, will be performing with the Regina Kings and we'll have a guest stand-up comedian, but it'll be fun. All black improv. Come get a little kiki. Get a little laugh.
Ooh, very patriotic. July 5th.
I know, very right? Cool. I was like, ugh, America. Yeah. Yeah. We're really shitting the bed. But yes.
Right. 100%. Also, don't forget, July 1st is the end of the Gold Comedy Incubator. So if you have a show out there that you want to submit to our friend Lynn Harris over there at Gold Comedy, make sure you check that out. All that stuff will be in the show notes. So.
That's right, www.goldcomedy.com. And while you're out there checking out the application to get your project made with the Gold Comedy Incubator Program, you should also probably follow us, like, share, subscribe. And I'm really literally talking to you right now and saying that if you aren't already following us on our socials, YouTube, whatnot, whatever you're listening to this on, download, hit like, hit subscribe, and then send it to somebody cool, like your cool friends. And if you need, we'll tell you where to find us. Instagram, we are at smilingfaces_series. We are on TikTok as well, at smilingfaces_series, where you'll get exclusive videos. Victoria has a really great series going right now about why dating isn't quite working and in our time and place these days. We're on Facebook at Smiling Faces Series, no underscore. And we also have a YouTube channel and you can get the whole episode on YouTube, www.youtube.com/@SmilingFacesSeries.
We also have an official website. It's smilingfacesseries.com. Go in there and sign up for our newsletter if you haven't yet, because that's where you'll get all the latest and greatest, even between the podcast episodes. We drop more exclusive stuff there, so make sure to sign up for our newsletter. Also, shout out to our fiscal sponsor, Inclusivity Media, and our producer, Mike Bryant and Defiantly Me Productions.
Always loving producer Mike. Don't call him Michael.
No. I always think of
don't call Victoria Vicky.
Never. Unless you want to throw a punch. Love you.
Bye.
Bye.